All right, broadcasting live from the second annual Business Writers Conference here at the beautiful Renaissance Birmingham Ross Bridge. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, this is going to be a fun day. We're going to be talking to authors, publishers, people who help authors get on the map and promote their books. You ready for this?
I am. I'm excited. It is a beautiful venue. This is the second annual Business Writers Conference. Jack and Patty Phillips have done a great job, as usual, putting together an all-star lineup of speakers.
And this is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast business development manager with, I asked him before we went on, and now I got to ask again, LID or L-I-D?
LID.
LID Publishing, Mr. Andrew Muller. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Now, Andrew, what type of publishing house is LID?
LID is specifically a business publisher. So we do a lot of, your typical business books as well as self-help type books. We're trying to expand next year into doing possibly like cookbooks and, some architecture books. But
it's always around nonfiction.
Yeah, always nonfiction.
And you're going to be speaking about the hybrid publishing model.
Right.
And can you share a little bit about that? What does that mean?
Sure. So our business model is basically, it incorporates a marketing PR effort. So basically the authors come to us and they pay for a 12-month marketing PR campaign around the book. Mm-hmm. Because there's 1 million business books published in the U.S. per year.
A million?
Yeah.
Like, that's including all the self-published books?
That was just a stat I got recently. I don't know from where. But, how do you basically stand out in the market? So, having in-house marketing, PR, definitely helps our authors a lot. So we do a lot of press pitching. Obviously, everybody wants the New York Times.
So you just have that lined up, right? just call them up. They go, oh, the guys from LID are here. So let's get all their authors on.
I mean, we have had our authors written up in Forbes, Business Insider, Inc. magazine. We still have to hit the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. Those are tough.
Sure. But so now when you're working with authors, are they coming to you? You're choosing them and they have to be published through you in order to get the service? How does that work?
Yes. So they have to be published through us. We do all of the editorial and design in-house. So our catalog looks... what's the word I want? So it's curated in a sense.
Right. So, but people are always pitching you, right? Authors are constantly...
Yes. So, we probably publish 35 books a year in English, and that's between the New York office. I'm out of the New York office and the London office.
And then, so 35 books, how many inquiries do you get? You must get hundreds, thousands?
I probably get about 10 a week.
Wow. So what stands out for you if you're an author listening out there? What's going to catch Andrew's eye?
Something that would make our marketing efforts easier. I mean, the standard books on, I was the ex-chairman of Saatchi & Saatchi. Those types of books are very difficult to market. One book that we just signed this week, which we're pretty excited for, is a book called Silk Through the Ages. And it's basically the economic impact of silk.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, so you get bombarded with like CEOs or former C-suite people coming to you, go, hey, I was the vice president, blah, 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 at this bank. I have a great story about banking.
And, yeah, exactly. And, those books are very difficult to pitch.
But what if I have a million Twitter followers and I've been blogging for 3 years? Does that make me more attractive?
It would make you more attractive, and obviously the decision is not specifically mine. It comes through our editorial as well. Our editorial is based in the UK and our editorial director is Sarah Tahiri. So normally when I get a proposal, I will schedule a conference call with her about once a week and we go over, what proposals have come on
that caught your eye.
Yeah.
And then, but that's the combination, right? It has to be a compelling kind of hook to the story or the book. But also, if the author is coming to the table with a big following already and a built-in kind of audience, that probably influences the decision as well, right?
It does. But at the same token, you know, we, like I said, you know, we want to keep our catalog sort of curated in a sense. So we don't want to do 5 books a year on marketing, you know.
Right, just because they're good at marketing and have a following, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, so it's new ideas are always coming across the table, which is quite enjoyable for what I do, actually. Because if you look at business, a business book, I mean, almost at the end of the day, everything's business, right?
Well, in our world, we're business radio.
In the bar day.
Actually, you guys would be perfect to write a book.
Oh, really? There you go. Now we're negotiating. That's good.
I'm going to quote you, Andrew Mueller, on that. That's going on every book proposal. Andrew says.
So what makes us compelling to write a book?
Just the industry you're in.
Just the fact that we interview business people. So our perspective is, a unique perspective.
A unique perspective. It's radio.
So now, how does that work? So this catches your eye. Let's walk us through this hypothetical. How would it play out in real life?
So then what I do is normally I will schedule a call with the potential author. We go over the book proposal. Normally, you know, they submit a full proposal to me.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to their needs, basically, you know, what they need out of we can tailor it to a 6-month campaign.
Right.
And then we move forward with signing, going to contract. And then basically from the time we sign the contract to the time the book's published, that's about a 6 to 8 month lead, before you have.
I have to deliver the book within that window of time, or
we suggest it, yes, because we begin the marketing efforts 3 months before the publication date.
When do I start getting rich? That's what the part I want.
He's pausing. Yeah. Really,
no, get the date right.
You know, the one thing we always tell our authors is the book is basically a business card.
And that's the bottom line, because this is going to help me grow my business.
Exactly.
Now, part of what you said in this hybrid model, it's not like I'm getting this advance. This is a partnership, right?
So right.
We're working together on this. You're helping me craft a good book. You're going to help from the are you helping from the editorial side to make sure that I'm
spelling
everything right and the cover looks good and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm paying you, right, for a marketing program that's going to help me get the word out and get the book kind of distributed and sold in a bunch of venues.
Absolutely. That's exactly what our model is.
And then, but we're kind of doing it together. If there's an opportunity to tell somebody about my book, that's part of what your service is, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we have a presence at all the major book fairs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot with sale of translation rights, which can be actually, that's where you can actually make a lot of money. One of our authors sold his, we sold to a Chinese publisher, and he basically ended up getting $15,000 for the rights.
Just because you have connections there, and that's the person.
Absolutely.
It would have been very difficult, if not impossible, for them to pull something like that off.
Right. Yep.
If they had like self-published, and you can't just call.
Right,
Chinese publishing houses and negotiate this.
Yeah, and the other thing about the difference with self-publishing is obviously press, media, are not going to take a self-published book as serious as if you are working with a publishing house.
Right.
And the same goes for retail. So like a Barnes & Noble, for example, is not going to carry a self-published book.
So now, why did you choose to speak at this conference?
I know Carl Weber. He's actually on our board, and he asked me if I would like to speak, and I thought it was a great opportunity just to come to Alabama.
To come to Alabama. Somebody from New York is saying it's a great opportunity to come to Alabama. That's another thing on tape that we have there.
We're selling that to the economic development.
We're going to sell it back to him to not publish this back in New York.
I'm really impressed with this hotel.
It's beautiful,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, for you to come here, what's something that'll happen that'll be, you and your staff high-fiving when you get back to the Big Apple?
Well, hopefully we'll get some leads, some potential authors out of you know, our
presence.
So
right now, you can check a box just talking to me and Stone.
That's right, man. You're done. It's like 7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning, I can go back to my room and take a nap.
So now, if somebody wants to learn more about LID website, what's the best way to get a hold of you or to learn more?
Probably through our website, lidpublishing.com.
And so just lidpublishing.com, yeah. And then there's information for new authors, how to submit, things like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, and my contact details are there, too, just because my last name's a little long. It's not really worth spelling it out right here.
It's no Lid. Lid was good. Yeah, good for you to get that name, Lid Publishing. That's short.
Yeah, lidpublishing.com.
All right, Andrew Muller with Lid Publishing. Thanks for joining us this morning, man.
Thank you both.
All right, we'll be back in a few from the second annual Business Writers Conference.